Welcome back. My next guest is Nestor J. Aparicio here on this holiday week, spending some time with us. Nestor, welcome in.
Working on leftovers, Dennis. Working on leftovers and working on 5 a.m. football from Qatar, where I know everything's on the up and up because Fox News has told me and the ads say so. So it must be a great place to do business and move my family.
Look, you know, Fox says it. It must be so. It must be true. So lots of great activities. You got the World Cup. We have three National League football games on Turkey Day and lots of great stuff to talk about.
Well, I was supposed to be in Jacksonville this weekend. I was supposed to fly down on Saturday. My kindergarten teacher, Miss Wassel, lives in Yulee, Florida. I canceled everything. You know, I'm not going down. They can have plenty of empty seats there without me.
That's right.
But we're at a point now, I think, in the football season for the Ravens. We're talking about playoffs and where they're going to be and who they're going to beat. And none of these teams in front of them, they're going to be favored in all of these games. You know, I would think that some enthusiasm would start to build for a 7-3 football team at this point.
You would think you wouldn't know by the empty seats at M&T Bank Stadium. You wouldn't know it by all the new fans at the stadium that don't know when to be quiet, when to cheer. It looks like the crowd is turning over. But the passion, if it doesn't return now, just on the basis of the defensive loan and also the most dynamic, most electric player in the NFL and the former Lamar Jackson, if you can't sell that, Nestor, I don't know what they have to do to put fannies in those seats.
Are they trying to sell it? I mean,
you know what? We're getting advertisements now. We're getting PSLs.
That's not trying to sell it. That's a difference between buying an ad.
Marketing.
Look, I can buy a car from anyone, right? I literally can. I can go online and click anywhere in the world, buy any car. Why am I buying from you, right? I'm buying from you because you're a member of the community. I want to deal with you. I want to see you. When my oil needs to be changed, I want to come back. There is a personal touch. I had Sam Kouveris on. Do you know who Sam is?
Sam?
Sam Kouveris, Kouveris. Sam is from Woodlawn. Sam grew up here, and Sam has been, for lack of a better expression, he would appreciate this, the Vince Bagley of Jacksonville.
Gotcha.
Sam has been on television for 40 years
know
in
that.
Jacksonville.
Did not know that.
And he's from Woodlawn. He did the show this week. He comes on once or twice a year.
Segment.
He has been the Hall of Fame voter for the Jacksonville franchise since from the beginning. I mean, he was one of the guys trying to get Pacelli in, you know, all of that, right? So Sam came on this week, and we talked about how he's been treated by the Jaguars down there as a 40-year television guy. He has Sam Sportsline. And we got to talking about franchises. And obviously, if you think about Jacksonville versus us, as far as these franchises, that they got in line before we did, and I know you still have a wild hair about that, as well as Carolina. So we saw Carolina last week. Right. We're going to see Jacksonville this week. And here we are still 30 years later, 28 years, 29 years later, judging ourselves, our community against their community. We'd say, bang, bang, the wire, all that's gone on here. What if the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Carolina Panthers represented for their community? Jacksonville, the new owners come in. They own premiership teams. They own a wrestling federation that now apparently is a lot more successful than the Jaguars have ever been. Right. And
that's true. That's
the
very
one
true
thing Sam said to me, and it kind of like it was a shining moment for me where I'm like, did you just say that? He said to me, Nestor, I've been here for 40 years. I'm going to tell you one thing right now. They operate like they're a worldwide brand that just happens to have an office in Jacksonville.
Got it.
And he said to me, there's no one there who works there that's from Jacksonville.
Crazy.
And I said to myself, how can that be? He's like, Nestor, I'm from Baltimore. You think our town, our hometown's provincial. Baltimore's a provincial. Where'd you go to high school?
Certainly.
Calvert Hall's playing Loyola this weekend. Which side are you on? Like all of that. And I said to him, the biggest problem with the Ravens isn't that Chad Steele's a jerk. He is. It's that Chad Steele has no affinity, roots, friends, relationships, in this city to even understand that throwing me out long term is probably not a good idea for them. I know a lot of people, and I'm going to talk about what Steve Bisciotti has done to me long after he's owned the team. But the real problem, as I have seen it all along, before they threw me out, I was going to write about this in the spring and the summer, is when I go out to the building, there's no one in Owings Mills that's from Baltimore. They have not
That's a problem. That's a problem. It really is. It's a huge problem because, of course, Shad Khan, I believe that's the name of the owner of the Jaguars. Look, that's going to be the first team, NFL team in Europe, right? That they have the biggest presence. They go there every season. The fan base is there. He can't wait to move them and play their home games at Wembley Stadium, for instance.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, I mean, so again, if you're a Jacksonville fan and you love the team and you're not ignorant or oblivious to this, that the ownership has plans to move the team out of town. So much, how much support are you supposed to give that team as a fan? I mean, how many
probably
games
about as much as they get.
Right. I mean, how many?
Not, hey, I'll tell you one thing. They ain't moving to Gators. Gators ain't going nowhere. Seminoles, I love the Noles now.
They do. But again, because those teams aren't going anywhere. You talk about legacy teams, et cetera. They're not moving. And this team will eventually move. It's a small market, right? They should have never had a franchise there in the first place, just like Carolina. And these are poverty franchises, but they're profitable, as we know. And their owners make a lot of money in spite of how they run the teams. But it's got to be a bad feeling and a bad vibe for a fan. To be a fan of the Jaguars, to live there, you almost have to root for somebody else, right? You have to root for a different team.
Well, we love the sport, right? We like gambling on it. We like waking up. It's like a binky in a blanket, whether it was the Houston Oilers or whether it was the Ravens for this part of my life that I've painted my room, National Football League. I mean, I remember when I met Marvin Lewis, I said, I don't have any recollection in my lifetime of ever missing a Sunday of football or a Monday night game, certainly never a playoff game. In my life, I'm 54 years old. There has never been a National Football League playoff game in my life that I haven't watched.
Yeah.
At a wedding, not at an event, not at an airport. I have never in my life not been in front of 3 hours of a football playoff game in my lifetime. I mean, I saw the Vikings and the Cowboys getting together the other day. I remembered the game in Bloomington where they were throwing the brandy bottles and hitting the referee in the back of the head. So, I mean, like, I'm a historian of the league, and they've thrown me out. That's how little regard they have for a guy that has taken his entire adult life to promote the local football franchise. Wow. So, forget that. And Steve Johnny's a great owner. Just ask Moeller. He'll tell you. So, Houston, Jacksonville, Carolina. San Diego, St. Louis, Baltimore, if we weren't aggrieved, Cleveland, and they are aggrieved, Washington, they have a creep for an owner, right? All of these play, the Oakland Raiders are now in Vegas. So let's just talk about metropolises, right? Is that a word?
But they have a huge fan base, right? Those fans have never abandoned the franchise. You and I sat at Memorial Stadium and cheered on the Colts, right? We knew that Bob Ursay was a terrible owner. But you know what? We were one of the 25,000 season ticket holders. We went there every game. We watched the other teams, right, come to the stadium. We saw a lot of great players because why? We love professional football, and we were there from the beginning. We were also without football for 13 years. That didn't stop you from carving the league. It didn't stop you from writing.
I got in the car and drove to New England to see the Oilers play at the old Schaefer Stadium, right?
And we went
Christmas Eve back from Cleveland. It's a good thing I didn't have a wife. One of my guys had a wife, and he didn't anymore. he's since divorced 30 years later. When the Browns played the Oilers on Christmas Eve in 1989, I literally was in Cleveland. The game ended at 5 o'clock, and we drove on Christmas Eve from 5 p.m. until 11:30 to get home to my mother to get some leftover ham on Christmas Eve at my mother's house. That's how important the National Football League has been to me over my lifetime. But all that being said, they don't employ local people here. They don't.
And you also supported the Baltimore Stars of the USFL, and you also supported the Baltimore Stallions of the CFL. We went to all those games. We went to the exhibition games that the NFL put here to gauge our quote-unquote interest in having professional football back in Baltimore while leveraging the Baltimore community to get better deals for new owners at other places, right? So the museum within Belt, thanks to Paul Tagliabue, right? That went by the wayside. But still, to dismiss a passionate, the most passionate person I know about the professional football and Baltimore Ravens in particular, it's criminal. It really is.
Well, I mean, I want to go back to Jacksonville, and Sam Caveras in the middle of this thing says they don't have anyone local here. And I thought,
that's terrible.
I wonder how many local people are involved in the Houston Texans organization now, or what, who's running the Chargers on a daily basis.
That's terrible.
To the league's discredit in all of this, that it just doesn't feel important because there's so much money. I mean, there's so much money in the sports washing of FIFA that they could put this tournament in Qatar, turn the tournament into the wrong time of the year for everyone, right? And then they get a television partner that'll just hide all of it and just present the games, you know?
The games, yep.
And so it is very, very easy if you have enough money to just kind of make it all go away, you know? But really, literally, that's what Dan Snyder has lived his whole life doing that, and we're all wondering whether that's going to catch up with. I mean, if they can't get rid of him, right? I did an hour this week with Dan Wallach. Go to Wallach Legal, add on Twitter. You should follow Dan Wallach. I mean, he's one of the great sports attorney explainers of things. He's based down in Florida, and he came on and talked about Dan Snyder, and he's not really convinced they're going to throw him out. I mean, now that Snyder has said, well, I'm going to talk to a bank about selling a team, all the heat's off now, right? And now they're winning. Right. So right. That he, in Snyder's mind, he goes to better like, well, we're going to win. We're going to win two playoff games. And the new Virginia governor is going to give me a stadium, and we'll figure all this out. And there is no attorney general. And I didn't really criminally assault that cheerleader back in 2009 and give her $1.5 million. None of that really happened.
Well, billionaires have a different mindset than the rest of us, Esther. They think differently, right? They live in a whole different world than we do. And they just at some point to disconnect with the common man or woman out there. It's just a different thought process. And look, all they care about is their money, right? Is the money there? Is the money good? Do we have fuel for the jet, right? It's stuff that the rest of us don't think about on a daily basis.
Do we have fuel for the jet? That's great.
Do we have fuel for the jet? I mean, it's look, I can buy a small airplane, but I can't afford a pilot. I can't afford fuel. I can't afford to store it, right? So there's different levels of income for people. And those kind of people have stupid money. That's what I call stupid money. And they don't think properly. They just don't. They're entitled. And at some point, that entitlement grabs a hold of them. But they don't care because they have enough money to get themselves out of trouble.
Well, in this particular case, the Ravens are if we're just talking about the football team this year and not talking about anything else that's going on in the league or Steve Bisciotti's culpability involved in all this or the team that's 38 miles away that's playing pretty good ball too. Well, the Ravens are in interesting shape here that I look at January and think, how are they not going to be playing football in January? Like what would have to happen other than something bad to Lamar? Right. And I think they can win some of these games without Lamar, quite frankly. They really have been in good situations in the past, like the year when Lamar was running the ball and they were going to win 15 games and like all that. This is the year that's the next best thing to me, which is getting healthier, got this demon on defense that they've stuffed into the middle. 18's running all over the place. We don't know whether he's long-term or not, but we know that the defense has been incredibly impacted by Roquan Smith and by getting Tyus Bowser back and by signing JPP and Justin Houston playing like a younger guy, like all, and the health of Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, which were both in question during the offseason, that the defense now, to me, playing these crappy quarterbacks and these bad franchises, the next couple of weeks, we're going to start talking about the defense. And Marlon Humphrey was talking pitch and shutout the other day. The defense is going to be the star here to take a lot of pressure off Lamar, I think, because I think the defense is going to take the ball away. I think they're going to fall on balls and fall on 10 and 14 points the next couple of weeks because of the way the defense is playing. I don't think the defense takes a day off.
I agree with you there, but I do think that This should afford the offense the opportunity to work on stretching the field. If they can't stretch the field in the playoffs, they're going to be an easy out. They may win their home game, right? But going on the road, if you can't stretch the field, if the opponent's defense doesn't respect your long game, if you can't get behind them, they'll constrict the field, and they'll be able to take out Lamar Jackson and company. That's my fear. This team will go only as far as the offense will take them, given they have an outstanding defense as well as outstanding special teams, Esther.
Well, the Ronnie Stanley thing's massive, and I wrote about that at length. You talk about the game the other day and all that, and I wrote in my columnist, don't bury the lead. The lead here is they need that left tackle. They've been a better team the last month with him in a way that we were skeptical about them in September. If you were to say to me, do they need Rashad Bateman or do they need Ronnie Stanley?
Oh.
They need Ronnie Stanley.
All day.
And do they need Kenyon Drake or do they need Gus Edwards or do they need Dobbins? They need their offensive line to be road graders. That's what 2019 represented. I keep going back to 2019. I mean, it's a long, long, long time ago, but Ronnie Stanley was a big, big part of that, and that's why you use a lottery pick on him. That's why you give him $100 million. And if he's not out there, they're a different football team. And the same thing with Mark Andrews. I'm not convinced he's completely healthy with that shoulder in a blocking kind of way, but in a receiving way, fine. They got Pat Ricard to go out there and road grade and do all of that. But moving the chains 10 yards at a time, four plays at a time, was what this team was good at, and holding the ball, and 10 and 12 and 14 play drives. That requires Ronnie Stanley for me.
It does, but the league has caught up to them in the bet. They've watched how to play them. They know how to scheme them up better. But to your point, if Ronnie Stanley isn't there, they're going to be in trouble. And you really can't trust what John Harbaugh says during his press conferences, whether it's Ronnie Stanley or Kyle Hamilton. Their injuries aren't that bad. They're improving, whatever. We saw the rhetoric with Ronnie Stanley all season long and also J.K. Dobbins. It took Stanley a long time to hit the field. Dobbins hit the field, then got off the field very quickly as he was nowhere near 100%. So I don't trust what coach says about the health of any players on the injury report.
It's amazing that they've gotten into this business. I got served an ad now that mobile's live, a picture of John Harbaugh congratulating Lamar Jackson in all the logos, and it's just a gambling ad, right, on my social media. I would think Elon Musk will take anybody's money at this point, anybody's $8.
I want a blue check mark. I'll give him $8. I'm all in. But I can't because I have an Android, so imagine that.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, well, I have an iPhone,
I'm not going to buy an iPhone just to get the blue check mark, just for the record.
But I don't even know about blue check marks and all that. I would just say this for what they're doing. Having the coach get up and lie about injuries, that's information, right? Like in any other industry, if you were lying about information at Coons Ford or Ford Motor Company and we're buying stock, right? Like lying about the information while they're in on the gambling, while they're taking your bet, while they own it. And then in the end, they pay the guy in the black and white jersey with the white cap to decide whether it's team red or team blue or whatever.
Amazing.
I can't fathom that. I don't want to say Congress isn't busy because they are, or the Supreme Court's not busy because they are. What they're doing is a criminal enterprise. I don't know what else to say. And John Harbaugh's out there trying on purpose to mislead people who are making short-term investments. So it's all so icky.
Yeah, a little dirty, you know, when you compare that, when you think that having dice or deck of cards or buying a lottery ticket's cleaner than betting on the National Football League, I think that says a lot.
It does say a lot, but it also says that as much as we'll spend a lot of time eating turkey this weekend, and by the way, the three most important words in the English language here, Thanksgiving, a la mode. You have to add the ice cream. I know you got a waistline thing, and you're always just for this weekend.
It's a battle,
man. You're all in anyway. Just add a scoop of ice cream.
Look, it's a daily battle. When I gain weight, I tell people it's just making me harder to kidnap. That's all, right? So, or you know, playing a part in a mobster movie, whatever you want to call it. So either way, but it's going to be a fun festive time. Lots of football on TV, lots of family and friends. Nestor, I want to wish you and yours a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving, and I want to thank you for what you've done for our community all these years.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's 8 a.m. and I've already watched one football game today. I mean, I got four soccer games every day, you know, and then when the soccer and the football conflict on Thanksgiving Day, right? And you know, my wife's life was saved by a German guy, so I got my German jersey out for the games. I'm obviously rooting for the U.S. obviously this weekend, and we have the whole geopolitical thing with Iran, and now it's going to be pushed through one way or another because of how they played in, against Wales the last 20 minutes. So the soccer the next couple of weeks is also just fantastic, and I want to encourage everyone that if you're watching Fox News, Qatar doesn't seem like such a bad place. We should all pick our business up, take our families there. The ad just keeps saying, I mean, they keep showing me the lights and the sand and the water and the freedom.
It's a great place as long as I don't think any liberty loving American would like the as long as part. The conformist
Well, Grant
part.
Wall is the most famous and decorated North American soccer writer in the world. And he had a shirt on with a soccer ball and a rainbow around it.
Nice.
And they tried to not let him in.
Of course. Of course. Can't do
he
that.
He got detained by the Qatari police.
Sounds
and
about right.
Was shaken down before the U.S. game on Monday for wearing
It sounds about right.
Rainbow.
It sounds about right. Folks have no idea what liberty means until it gets taken away from them. And I hope they never find out either.
Well, we're here. As you said, no one ever swims to leave America. So I always use that,
nope.
Dennis. I don't know where you got that.
That's
but
exactly
I use
right. That's exactly right. Lester, stay well. God bless you and your family. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Enjoy the games.
Thanks a lot. There he goes. Lester J. Aparicio here on 1570 AM. Baltimore Positive WNST. We'll take a quick break and come back right after this.